Okay, you now see a lovely picture of Taupo, New Zealand. We're just pointing out we are from there.
Not Taupo, but
New Zealand itself, yes. My lovely assistants, yay, who probably won't actually be doing much. Okay, today my presentation will be on, obviously, as it says up there, an open source dance mat. Now, some of you might be going, what the heck is a dance mat? According to Wikipedia, a dance mat, also known as a dance mat or dance platform, is a flat electronic game controller used for input in dance games. Yeah. What it means is it's got little squares, and when you press them, they do what they're meant to do, or what's labeled on them. So, like, you can see the directional buttons, you stamp on the directional button, it works. Yes. Okay. Hopefully, yes. We may test that later. That's what our first one looked like. Styly, but cheap, and still works, but really heavy, so we couldn't bring it. Okay, to make a dance mat, first you need your base, because, or is it sort of be floating in the air and that doesn't work? For those who are really, really cheap, you can use cardboard. It's easy to find, and it's easily replaceable, and it works. For those who have a bit more money, there's plastic sheets, solid ones, and people make hard mats out of that if they're really into it. If you're really, really into it, you can use polycarbonate. Glass, I wouldn't really recommend, because the idea of stamping on something that may embed shards in your foot doesn't sound very nice. Sheet metal is kind of hard to get in the right size and costs a wee bit more. So we're sticking with wooden boards, because we can find them, and they come in different thicknesses, and yeah, recyclable. This is the size that we'd recommend, 180 centimeters by 92.5 centimeters. It works the best and goes into your squares easily. So I used my handy dad, and he's right there. And I got him to cut up the pieces of wood, and we made two, so we can later on show you how a USB one and a PlayStation one. At the open day tomorrow, come see me, yes. So there they are. When you've cut them, there's a slight problem. They have lots of shards. That is not fun to step on. So we used two different types of files. We used a thin file, you can see it there, or one that looks like a cheese grater on steroids, which worked rather well too. So you see the before and the after, which looks much more pleasant. Next, after the base, you need to stick on some conductive material, because always the circuit kind of doesn't work. Again, there are varying bits of prices. If you just want to do what we do, you used wire mesh, which we have here. If you're really cheap, aluminium foil works well, but breaks easy and rips, so not fun. If you have lots of time, you can use wire and put it in your little configuration. And on the soft mats that you can buy, they often put conductive paint on. And that usually wears through creating faults and makes it stop working. So we measured our mesh first against the old one we made, and then we figured, why are we doing that? We have to make it fit the new board. So we did that instead. And that's the type of weave that we used on the one we have down there. So we measured it, and we cut it, and we found out that when you cut it, you get these little bits of wire that poke in your finger and make them bleed. So we decided to stick tape on it, because the tape keeps the ends together, and that worked much better. And now Kate's now healed from making that. Once you've cut it, you tape it down to the board, and then you can measure out the squares using cork tiles, which I'll talk about later. And then staple it down as much as you want to, because you really don't want them to poke up.
Yeah, more staples is better. Go move beyond staples.
And when you do staple, staple it into tape, or as you end up with rips in the mesh, which means spots that don't work, which means a non-working dance mat. Also, make sure you use small staples, because always you end up stapling it to the deck. No, it's just posed, but it's a good thing. Okay. You also need padding, or as you end up stomping on wooden board for hours and you get bruises on your feet and little imprints of wires, and that's not fun. We used cork tiles because they're soft and you can get them. So on the dance mats that you buy, you can get they put thin foam with holes in it. And again, if we're going the really cheap, paper towels work. Yes. So to make the other side of the connection, we measure out more squares of mesh. We tape them to the cork tiles, and then we glue them down with lots of glue, because we don't want those to move either. Yes, lots of glue. You can never have too much glue. Except if you have way too much glue and then it doesn't conduct anymore.
Just point out, we didn't use staples here again because we didn't fancy the staples pointing up into our feet.
Yeah, don't use staples.
Yep.
You put the wire mesh onto the actual cork itself
yes.
as well.
Yep. So
double wire mesh.
You've got wire mesh on the plywood base, and then you've got a layer of padding separating the two.
Yes.
And then you've got wire mesh that's glued onto the bottom of the cork tiles as well.
Individually.
They're individual squares, okay. They're not just one big square.
And those will eventually make the individual circuits for each tile. To separate the two, to make sure they just don't constantly conduct and you end up going down all the time, weather stripping is good. More paper towels. And draft excluder tape, which is sort of thick foam tape, separates the two. It's quite good. When you're doing it, you have to do it in certain configurations. You do not go overboard, or you will never ever connect the two.
That doesn't work.
So we've got many different types. Some of them didn't work. Some of them do. Some of them work too well. We eventually found out that the one on the top left corner, still the right? Yeah, top left corner is the best, so we've got that on the directionals because they're the ones we'll be using the most. Yes, see, I checked. Then you've got the wiring. As I said, on the foam pegs, they use conductive paint. You can use just everyday wire, but when you get it, if you want lots of different wires, buying a multi-core is good. That makes sure it's not got solid bits of wire in it, because they break and snap, and then you have dead dance mat. They make it line up and go into the circuitry, and then they go to each individual square on the top, to the individual cork tiles. So you've got two different bits. You've got the long, complete square on the base, and that's got the ground. And then you've got each individual directionals and doing buttons on the corks. If you happen to find an old broken PlayStation mat or DDR mat, you can steal the circuitry from there, which is much easier. However, when you remove it, there's all this black crap on it, so you have to scrape that off so it can conduct. And then you just solder on each wire, making sure that you check which one goes to where, because otherwise you end up with a bunch of wires you don't know what you're doing with. So you staple on the base to the base, and then the earth wire to the base, and then you stick the individual ones to the cork tiles with glue, gaff tape, and winding the wire around it. Also, as you can see, we've got a little up on there, so we know which one's up. Always we end up pressing up and go right, which doesn't work. Okay, so you build it. You've got the base. You've got your conductive material, the wire mesh. You've got your wiring on the base. On the other side, you've got your padding, your conductive material, you've got a random G. Your separation material, you've got your wiring, which is meant to be wiring, sorry. And then you've got to stick whatever cover you want on there. On our first one, we used carpet tiles because we got them for free and they worked. But you can use old plastic dance mat covers, tarpaulin, whatever you feel comfortable with. You can use shag carpet if you want. So that's your choice. Let's give you a question mark. Honorable mentions. Yeah, some of them look rather interesting, don't they? The first one. That's a little mini dance mat that was created for disabled people who could not stamp with their feet, so they could play against others on the PlayStation with their hands. So it's like that, but like that size. Quite cute. Next to that is a USB one that you can play with on your office desk. Nobody's looking. It's a lady that is looking good. And that works rather well. I'll leave that up to you. Then you've got Kevin Dressel's little thing, which is using all the cheap things I mentioned. Except not using a top, he made the connection by taping aluminium foil to his shoe. And then when he stamps on it, he makes the connection. If you try this, do not tape the aluminium straight to your foot, because that may hurt. Work. Okay, Tesco just decided to join the party and make little baby ones, which I think are cute, so I mentioned them. And also, the really cool one, which I want, I got a birthday suit, so yeah, is a laser dance mat. The lasers you see there are actually invisible. That's just a little diagram for you. And when you move your foot into the section, the laser beams tell where you've interrupted them, and that makes the step. I do not know how to make those, unfortunately, but I want one. Yeah. I would like to give some thanks to people. First off, family, because they like help. Rob, that guy over there, he gave us lots of materials and transport, which helped. Jacinta, who donated the circuitry, which was good. And my cats for kindly crushing our mesh and making lots of bubbles in it, which we had to staple down and glue several times. Jay, if you have any questions, which you forget now and want to ask later, I'll be there soon. Email me. I cannot guarantee I'll know the answer, but I'll try really hard. Helpful places to look. Google. Wikipedia, which rather good. When you're searching, use homemade DDR dance mat. I found it got the most correct things instead of ones you could buy, actually how to make them. And I think that's it. Yay! Sorry. Okay, now you can ask a question.
Do you have the dance mat here for us, please?
It's over here. However, okay. And you, yes, we have a dance mat here for you to use. We have a dance mat here for you to use. Unfortunately, it is temperamental, so I cannot hold it up and show you. But it is down here. Dad, get off the dance mat.
How do I make this work? Aha!
I don't know. Any other questions? Again, cannot guarantee. Apart from the usual, can I dance on the dance mat? Which, yes, you can. Yep.
What do you use to run it?
What programs do we use to use it? We use Stepmania, of which there will also be a thing on Open Day. It's open source.
You want to talk to Tim.
You want to talk to Tim? Wave hello, Tim. Yeah. Talk to him. He helped us. I should have put him on the thanks list. Thanks, Tim. Yep. We've got some, including the hamster song.
Yes.
These questions are coming fast. She wants to steal our songs. You can download them, you know that.
I have
Yes, that may be a problem. You'll have to talk to Kate, because she owns them. Well, has them, not owns them.
I didn't make them.
No. These do not belong to us. Okay.
No.
Any else?
Yep. And it just connects via serial, or is this one USB?
This connects via USB. However, you can make dance mats for Xbox. Sorry, I know, but people have them. PlayStation, I believe there is even the Wii one, a Wii dance mat game, which I haven't found yet. But you can get adapters as well, so you can make one like we did for PlayStation and then Tim again, kindly gave us a USB to...
Loaned us.
A USB to PlayStation converter. But you can make them from various different controllers as long as you have basic knowledge of circuitry. Yep.
You can also add like a cheap keyboard and use the cheap.
I haven't personally tried using that.
But I imagine it would work.
The only issue is that keyboards normally only have 5 keys on the basis, so you've got 2 dozen.
Yes. So you could use keyboards, but you'd have to do some clever alterations, and it probably would never be the same again. Yes?
On the keyboard, it's just a set of certain pros and cons to treat you with when you're private keyboard, but you want to kind of draw a little picture of where all those keyboard keys.
Yeah, like we did with the wiring doing up and stuff. So yes, labelling things before you remove them is quite good.
Can I dance yet?
Do you want to see her dance?
Yeah.
Okay, I warn you, it's loud.
Yeah, it will be loud. Yeah, put the microphone. Are you an expert? I'm not an expert. I'm.
You just see lots of myths, myths, myths going if she tried doing expert. But I love you, dear.
There should be sound.
Well, there isn't.
Why is there no sound?
Have you plugged it in?
Yeah, I've plugged it in. Hang on.
Turn it off, count to ten, turn it back on again.
So for all those things that don't understand that reference, Telecom in New Zealand bought out a new service called Extra Bubble.
And it completely failed to work when it was first released due to server and setup issues. And so when the users actually rang up the helpline, the response that they got from the helpline was, turn it off, count to 10, and turn it back on again. So it became a running joke in New Zealand, you know, husband's a bit grumpy today, turn them off, count to 10, turn it back on again. Car doesn't work, yeah. Turn it off, count to 10, turn it back on again, so.
It works quite well.
Yeah. Except apparently
I
with our dance mat.
I have to do it right now, actually, because...
What?
It just crashed.
See, human error. This is the only reason why we get bugs. Yes?
Yeah, just to ask you, I have a question. I hope you can see the power through the slide. But,
yep.
What, I understand that you strand wires to make a contact.
Yep.
And obviously solder onto the wire mesh, whatever. My question is, what do you use for machining? Is it the control box or the cable back to the computer or something?
He's asking how do we make the link to the computer. We've got a circuitry from a PlayStation 2 mat, so it's already got all the circuit boards on it. So we soldered one end to the circuits, and then we soldered, taped, and gaffer taped them to the wire mesh on the cork. And then when you push the two together, it creates the connection and makes the directional button go.
Like a really big push button.
Yes, Daddy.
We also use the cheap USB joystick controllers. And if you look inside those, you can see they've got little fingers, and some of the fingers are all connected together. That's a ground plane. Then you solder the wires onto the other ones and use those. So it's all fairly obvious when you open one of these, that sort of $20 USB.
We had a slight problem earlier when we'd done all the soldering up, and then we looked at it, and then we'd realised there were actually 3 ground wires, and we had 1 big bit of mesh, and we would have had to completely cut up the mesh into 3 separate bits and re-glue it down again. But luckily we then got a PlayStation 2 mat, which only used 1 earth, so that was good. Nobody's talking to me. You can hear her mutter thing. She goes, damn you, the bee.
I really hope so.
Yeah.
It's not broken yet. I really hope so.
No, it's not making the deal sound.
This should be normal sound coming out. It's not. It's a good question.
Press the bits.
It thinks it's a joystick. No, it thinks my speakers are a joystick.
Yes. They're USB speakers. Confuses things.
Then they won't work at all.
Can we use the speakers in the laptop to hold the microphone?
No, because I have a really funny sound card that won't work under Linux, and I have to use USB.
What's the time?
Why are you not making sound?
We've got ages.
Yeah. Start to accept changes. Enter. Exit.
Yay! You mean you hadn't turned off the mute?
No, I had. It was just being awkward.
A wee bit loud for me.
I'm not going to play it.
We cannot hear you, Daddy.
Not going to play the sound anymore.
Now, you haven't got it set to expert, have you?
I really hope not, because otherwise I'm about to be extremely embarrassed.
It says light. It's her choice of song. It worked! It's alive! It hasn't worked before just now. Don't laugh till you've done it. Come on, people, boogie! Volunteering, come up to the day. Anybody else want to go? Go on. Everybody likes the handstands. Pardon? Still can't hear. It's probably.
Are you up the chairs on the mat?
Yeah.
Normally we would put another layer of protective material like that.
But we don't have any. Epic fail. I'm thinking on open day to have a little scoreboard thing.
Yes.
And maybe it will have like a whole row of fail. But we'll see. Yeah, we'll probably have light expert to the. It's saying give up! And jump! Yay! Thank you. They'll go through it. It's okay, he's done this before. This is the only way geeks dance. Ooh, soon we're gonna see the interesting bit. Yep, lots of misses. It's like perfectness, perfectness. Come on, who wants another go? Yep, go on. It's okay, we failed too. Everybody can have a go.
Sure. Oh no, I was looking at the song. Oh. Wait,
No, you don't want to see him. No.
I embarrassed him.
3 steps fail. It's starting? You're probably going to get royally tired of this song. Yeah, we'll show you what it looks like if you're used to it.
People are supposed to be able to do this. And if you go on YouTube, there are people that can do this.
There's people that can do this on two player at expert. With one person doing it. There are 8-year-olds that can do expert. Better than we can.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's like that all the time.
I told you to get bored of it. Think how bad we felt when it was stuck and wouldn't change anything, and we just had to sit there listening to the hamster song playing for hours. Oh. Yes! I may have to come towards you.
What do you reckon if you started to build, say, that one there, what would you say would be your budget, roughly? I mean, even in New Zealand dollars.
The one we made there was about 100. Okay. 100 bucks.
All up.
And that's what usually it costs for buying a soft mat in New Zealand. However, this one you can remove, replace, fix. And will last a lot longer. Well, he's the one that paid for it, so ask. What was most expensive?
The sheet of ply.
The plywood. Yeah.
We use thicker ply. We use thicker ply when we built the one at home. We use thin ply so that we would actually be able to have enough baggage allowance to ship it over. And unfortunately, they sort of curled it. And
we had to take both the rep wrap and the dance mat. So we ended up with like 5 items of clothing each.
You had to call it time to cut.
Yes. Actually, they weren't interested in the wrap or the dance mat. They were just interested in our little bush knives.
Oh, yes.
They couldn't even fit the wrap in the x-ray machine. And so they didn't bother with it, which makes me feel much more comfortable with customers, doesn't it? Have you noticed how it says lurks for here we go, and it doesn't even try to attempt the go thing? Fail. Yes. Yes. Have we figured out any other use for the dance mat? Well, personally, we haven't tried anything. House controller.
You would too.
Yeah, I
did make sense.
I'm just a walking bike.
Yeah, I use the guts from one of the USB joysticks that we use to take apart to do this sort of thing. There's lots of input switches for the controller for the house. So, you know, you have lots of light switches everywhere and they can do different things at different times of day and stuff like that.
We keep on getting really annoyed at our hotel because one of our bathrooms, you wave your hand at the sensor and the light turns on. We go along the night and we wave our hand at the bathroom and the light doesn't turn on. We're like, why doesn't it turn on?